Kello and you, Kai Kello and you, are tuned into CKUT.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Sucre, t'as mis.
C'est pas bon, tu peux pas bronzer.
Non, non, bon, ben, c'est pas grave, tu bois. Mais...
Tu voulais que. Tu veux juste.
Non, c'est rien, c'est pas grave, c'est... j'en bois presque pas.
Est-ce que toi, tu habites à Bruxelles depuis toujours?
Non. J'habite à Bruxelles depuis 8 ans. Et avant, j'habitais en Belgique aussi, mais. Pas Bruxelles, ma mère habitait à Bruxelles et j'ai suivi ma mère quelques années après.
I needed a job. I worked for the radio station. I had originally been I translated there we did a Russian and Ukrainian simply. But then I'd become a station manager for a while, assistant station manager in Spain where we had a radio station. Because in Franco's Spain, he accepted anti-communist radio station. Nowadays, it wouldn't be possible, perhaps. But then I found this job here where Russian wasn't so important, but they said, well, if you know French and German. And so I came here and translated French and German. Then they said, well, you did Latin at school. Italian's more or less the same, so you can translate Italian. And they said, if you know German and English, Dutch isn't difficult either, so learn Dutch. So I went and did a course at the Ville de Bruxelles in Dutch. Very good course it was, two evening classes to learn Dutch in as much as there's not a great deal of grammar to learn, but it was... So then I could translate from Dutch as well. But it wasn't really a kind of feeling of going to work to build a new Europe no.
Pourquoi est-ce que vous avez quitté la Yougoslavie et pourquoi est-ce que vous avez choisi de venir en Belgique?
J'ai arrivé ici en Belgique en 2005.
En 2005?
Oui, je suis arrivée en 2005 Je ne parlais pas rien du tout, le français. J'étais obligée de faire quelques modules en français. Et après ça, j'ai d'abord cherché comment faire valider mon diplôme parce que je suis vétérinaire de carrière. Je n'ai pas réussi. Et là, bon, après la formation, après quelques cours de français, quand je comprenais un peu, j'écrivais un peu, parce que jusqu'à maintenant, ça va pas. Là, bon, j'ai dit, je vais faire une formation et je choisis petit enfant parce que bon, c'est quelque chose que j'aime.
Yes, I turned up and I was given work. I just sat down with it. We had a typewriter. You have to remember that in those days, English was not an official language of the European community. It was very much the language of science. It was an international language, as it is even more now. But so they needed English speakers, and they needed native English speakers. but we were not, in fact, nationals of a European community member state. And we translated into English from French, German, Dutch, Italian, and Russian as well sometimes. There were political speeches, there were legal texts, there were scientific texts covering every aspect of nuclear science and technology. That in itself is so nuclear chemistry, nuclear biology, nuclear engineering, radiation, radiation protection, all kinds of things. I was working, as I say, for the radio station, Radio Liberty. I would say when I say anti-communist, it wasn't anti-communist, really. It was simply telling them the truth. I mean, it was, you have to remember, you weren't born then, but they, in 1961, they just built the Berlin Wall. The Fidel Castro was taking over in I was on duty the night Fidel Castro took over in Cuba. And the world was very uncertain in those days. And this radio station was financed by the Americans, staffed by a lot of Americans, Russians, and emigres of one kind or another, broadcasting to all the countries, in all the languages of the Soviet Union. We didn't broadcast to the satellite states, we didn't broadcast to the Baltic states, but otherwise we broadcast in 16 languages to Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, places like that, and Russian, Ukrainian, Belarusian, and so on. And so if you say anti-communist, it makes it sound very aggressive. But it was anti-communist in the sense that it was certainly not in favor of the communist system, but it wasn't spreading lies. I mean, it was just telling them the truth and so on. No, it's completely different. I mean, when I worked in for this radio station, I had a family, I had two young children. Things were very uncertain there. There was no guarantee of employment, and we were constantly living under this Damocles sword of having no work anymore. I was in a foreign country with a family and so on. So I was quite happy to look around for something which was a bit more secure. So when I came here, and I remember the interview, the man in charge of this translation service at the time was a Dutch, it was a Dutchman in fact, and he said if you come here it's le vieux métier, because I'd been the station manager in Spain, literally on the Costa Brava, on the coast, literally on the beach, because that way we could send the waves up into the ionosphere and down again. And but there was no question about, you know, do you believe in Europe or anything like that. I mean, it was just a job. It was I get a magazine from the commission, I think called Commission Directe. I mean, which is, it's a kind of propaganda sheet. That's all it is. There was none of this at the time. This was merely a job of work. They wanted translators. I could translate, so I did it. And I was paid for it.
Ce sont tous les hommes de toutes les catégories. Vous pouvez aller dans la rue. Tous les hommes qui sont dans la rue, que vous croisez, peuvent être dans tous les quartiers, peuvent être des clients potentiels, de toutes les classes sociales, de toutes les classes intellectuelles, de toutes les philosophies religieuses ou autres, parce que nous avons aussi des curés, des rabbins, des imams. Nous avons absolument tout le monde. Ce sont simplement des hommes qui sont dans une recherche d'une relation humaine. Physique et intellectuel aussi. Mais en fait, parce que bon, c'est vrai que nous, prostituées, nous sommes habitués à une stigmatisation totale envers nous, mais les clients aussi font partie de cette classe minoritaire qui est stigmatisée. Et je tiens justement à les défendre. À expliquer que ce ne sont pas des pervers et que ce ne sont pas tous des ils sont pas violents, ils sont pas vicieux. Enfin, il y en a évidemment, mais il y en a chez les non-clients aussi, et il y en a chez les femmes aussi. qui ne font pas de la prostitution. Donc je crois que ce sont des gens vraiment qui méritent autant le respect parce qu'ils viennent souvent justement parce qu'ils ont des problèmes.
Important que météo, ну, la guerre, vous avez entendu, je ne sais pas, vous êtes belge, peut-être vous avez raté ça. De ça, il faut parler, les choses qui se passent, Troisième Guerre mondiale, à ce moment-là, c'est tout ce belge optimisme, ça va être non existant. Cherchez des problèmes avec la Russie, vous allez avoir beaucoup de problèmes. Ну, je ne sais pas qu'est-ce qui se passe, donc, ça, maintenant, tous les choses changent, au bout du jour. On ne sait pas qu'est-ce qui peut venir d'arriver demain, après-demain. Vous poussez, on pousse, accident, pousse la Russie. Je suis né à Moscou. J'ai venu ici pour la douzième fois pour travailler et j'étais coincé. C'était vraiment, j'ai quitté Paris et je regrette, toute ma vie, je regrette que j'ai quitté Paris pour venir à Belgique. Parce que c'est un pays où, comment ça s'appelle, où le problème ne s'arrête jamais, au contraire. C'est un pays de racisme, discrimination, total manque de justice, non-existant. Tout ça, juge de paix, tout ça, c'est vraiment, c'est catastrophe, c'est comme Moyen-Âge, c'est comme cinéma. Tu ne peux pas croire que ça, tout ça, ça existe ici à Belgique en réel. On ne peut pas demander, à Russie c'est mieux, ici c'est pire, vous devez vous justifier vis-à-vis de vous, pas vis-à-vis de Russie. Vous êtes ici, accident, différents climats, on ne peut pas, Russie c'est grand pays qui envoie chaque, je ne sais pas combien de fois par semaine, satellite. On ne peut pas comparer la Russie et Belgique, on ne peut pas même comparer vis-à-vis de Cosmos, même l'Europe. Rien, ça vaut comme bien. On fait par décennies, voire siècles. À eux, ils envoient tout l'État et ça marche. Donc, c'est incomparable. C'est comme comparer l'université et le jardin pour d'en face. On ne peut pas comparer. Jardin, les enfants, ils ne font pas les politiques. Ils ne vendent, ils n'achètent pas de sexe. Donc, on ne peut pas comparer problème des adultes et problème des enfants. Donc, comparer ici, c'est mieux, là-bas, c'est pire. C'est incomparable. Comme comparer chameau et éléphant, c'est incomparable. Si il y aura guerre nucléaire, vous comprenez ça, c'est fini. C'est terminé. Et comme je le vois maintenant, on va vers cette. Comment ça s'appelle, que ça va aboutir à ça. Que ça va aboutir et vous allez ramasser frappe nucléaire. Ну, вы сами, я не тебя патрули, я вижу, я сам, как это, когда вы запитаете Бельжик, вы понимаете, что это Бельжик, это гроз пьеш. Это после того, как вот, смотрите, у кого Бельж или Ильзуреду инвенте, пример Авриль, после того, пример Авриль, что брат Пит винил ici, потому что мы сами два инвенте. Когда фуа брат Пит винил на Бельжик, нормально, Джонни Депп, или в Италии, мы не въезжаем на Бельжик, пока не въезжал там, сапаль, капиталь для Европы. On ne peut pas supporter belgitisme et belgitude. C'est insupportable. C'est pour ça les petits belges, tout l'État voyage pour respirer. Ils sont très fiers d'être belges, ils vont tout l'État en France, en République, pour respirer. Hein? Regarde, personne ne voyage sans que les belges. Suisse reste en Suisse, même les vacances. Vous avez, depuis 10-20 ans, vous avez trouvé ici un Suisse qui viendra passer vacances ici, jamais. Belges, vous allez les trouver partout. Mais vous adorez leur pays, ils adorent leur pays, dès qu'il y a moindre possibilité, il faut le cas pour respirer. Parce que c'est invivable. C'est une mentalité invivable.
Merci.
Je vous en prie, merci
au
à
revoir.
Vous.
Au revoir, bonne tournée.
La gare du Midi, le marché du Midi, quoi. Le marché du Midi pour moi est caractéristique de Bruxelles. Parce que Bruxelles se retrouve. Tout Bruxelles se retrouve là, quoi, par échantillonnage.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a au marché?
Il y a un ensemble de sons, il y a des gens qui parlent flamand et de la musique de Marrakech en même temps. C'est Bruxelles, quoi. Voilà, je trouve qu'il y a ça, quoi, notamment. Il y a énormément de sons. son, ça m'intéresse au son aussi, donc il faut savoir ça, quoi. Donc je pense au son maintenant, parce que j'ai un peu... Mais il y a toutes sortes de choses. Il y a qu'est-ce qui se passe, il y a... Ouais, il y a vraiment, c'est le zinecage, quoi. C'est le marché du midi, c'est toutes sortes de gens, quoi, qui se retrouvent là. C'est comme une gare ou la foire, quoi. Quoique la foire, c'est déjà différent. C'est comme une gare, je dirais plus. On est un peu obligé d'y aller, finalement, et on s'y retrouve parce que on a tous quelque chose à trouver là-bas, quoi. Que ce soit prendre un train ou manger des légumes de temps en temps, c'est quelque chose, on doit quasi y passer, quoi. Pas tout le monde, mais en tout cas beaucoup de gens doivent y passer, et tous ces gens donc se retrouvent finalement dans des lieux comme ça. Donc voilà, je trouve finalement on retrouve un peu la ville, une espèce de maquette de la ville comme ça, des ambiances qu'on pourrait y trouver concentrées.
Et de quoi sont faites ces ambiances? Quels sont? C'est faire une citer comme ça toute une série de sons.
Une série de sons
que t'as entendu là et qui
au marché. Mais au marché, moi je dirais les emblèmes principaux, c'est la musique arabe, quoi. La musique arabe qu'on a rarement l'occasion d'entendre en espace public à Bruxelles, qui est une musique que j'affecte beaucoup et que j'ai l'occasion d'entendre là. Et rien que ça, c'est déjà un emblème pour moi fort du marché du midi, donc de Bruxelles, parce que la musique arabe, pour moi, je suis amené à jouer de la musique arabe finalement moi-même, parce que je suis bruxellois. Donc il y a vraiment là un contact très fort que moi je ressens fort avec le Maghreb. Le Maroc, plus particulièrement à Bruxelles. Il y a d'autres choses, comme au niveau des sons, on entend la ville, rien qu'elle-même, on est au centre de la ville, on entend tout le bourdon urbain, quoi, notamment les trains, le quartier voisinant, la gare, la foire du midi, notamment maintenant, qu'on entend du marché. J'entends beaucoup de choses, quoi. Il y a toutes sortes de niveaux d'écoute. Il y a une représentativité, je dirais, quand même, de la ville de Bruxelles, non. Disons au niveau sonore, par exemple, de la ville de Bruxelles, dans le marché de Lyon. C'est une idée un peu abstraite, mais c'est une idée que j'aimerais bien essayer.
Yolo, yolo. de la fin de ta pile là. C'est une nouvelle.
Ouais, c'est... T'as essayé trois piles différentes.
T'as encore des piles que tu regardes. Vas-y, parle un peu.
Oui, Julie. Est-ce que tu entends?
Oui.
Je crois que c'est un métier qui, normalement, ne devrait pas être voué à disparaître. On a beau dire Internet, etc., il y a énormément de gens qui ne sont pas là d'être branchés sur Internet, et il y a des choses qui ne peuvent pas passer par Internet. Une lettre d'amour parfumée, ça ne passe pas par Internet. Mais c'est vrai que l'option prise par l'Europe, et que je vomis d'ailleurs, et le monde politique que je vomis tout autant, en Belgique, fait que c'est un métier qui est voué à disparaître, en effet. Si tous les services publics sont voués à disparaître, aussi bien la poste que le chemin de fer, mais même que l'enseignement, même que les soins de santé, en fait, tout va être privatisé, quoi. Ce qui est un mal pour tout le monde. Bon, il y a beaucoup de gens qui n'ont pas encore pigé, tant pis, quoi. Ce qui est un petit peu triste, c'est qu'il y a des gens, je trouve, qui ne comprennent pas qu'on a tout à perdre dans la privatisation. Tout le monde y perd.
I can make a radical solution. I'd turn it into a kind of Washington DC, make the official language English and Arabic or something.
It's true. Arabic would be, if you think about Brussels, Arabic would be like the second.
If you had his English, if you had English, it would mean that everybody would be equally at a disadvantage, both the Flemish and the French speakers. But of course, it's not going to happen. But
It would be good to have like this minority language.
Well, it's increasingly happening, you know, because you see frequently English is used on advertising hoardings. If you stick something up in Dutch, you'll have somebody with paint sprayed out, or do it in French, the same will happen. If you put it up in English, nobody seems to mind there. The only person who objects is the mayor of Overijse, who they've had trouble in Overijse. Obviously, you can't speak French in Overijse, but they won't even let you put up a sign in English there. And I was very tempted to write to the mayor of Overijse, who's not even, he's not even got a Flemish name, his name's Brancard, in fact. And I wanted to write to the mayor of Overijse and tell him that his refusal to accept the use of English in Overijse was rather unfair, because if it weren't for the Anglo-Saxons, in Overijse they would be speaking at best German and at worst Russian these days. But they don't see it that way.
Et donc, je me suis mais c'est quand même phénoménal. Donc, je me trouve dans un machin turquoise, mon écharpe brille, et la cassette, elle brille, et elle est dans un truc turquoise, quoi. Tu vois ? Et à côté, il y a un grand machin orange, et l'ange, quand il se présente, la lumière, c'est assez aveuglant, mais il s'était dans un jaune orange, comme ça, donc c'est un peu les repères qui m'ont attiré. Bon, ça, ce ne sont que des repères du bas monde. Après, j'ai des photos avec des trucs plus fort, quoi. Par exemple, on a le jeudi, si on veut aller plus loin que ce bas monde, on a le jeudi 10 avril, où la lune et le soleil se trouvent l'un à côté de l'autre. Et ça, c'est un truc assez... c'est un des grands signes, on va dire, de Dieu. Parce que normalement, la lune et le soleil sont tout le temps l'opposé et ne font que c'est décliner chacun son tour. Et là, ils étaient vraiment l'un à côté de l'autre. Et il m'a dit, tu me retrouveras de nouveau dans tes moments de doute à travers la lune et le soleil. Et tel jour, et ça s'est passé. Moi, j'étais en train de préparer les œufs de Pâques et tout pour la semaine qui suivait. Et donc, effectivement, tout le monde était à la mosquée. Ils n'ont même pas fait attention. Ils étaient en train de prier et tout. Les gens sont figés sur leur tablette, leur PC, leurs iPhones et tout. Et j'étais quasi la seule à regarder en l'air, puisque je me rappelais qu'effectivement, il allait se passer ce phénomène. Et j'ai pris des photos, enfin, avec mon iPhone, mon téléphone, c'est pas des belles photos, mais bon. Et effectivement, la lune était à côté du soleil ce jour-là. Donc, moi, je me dis qu'il y a quand même un moment donné où on dépasse, quand bien même des petits démons ou des esprits mal intentionnés s'amuseraient à vouloir me faire échouer, parce que ça a été fait de toute façon dans un jeu de couleurs. On a même tenté de m'empoisonner à plusieurs reprises, donc ça a été très loin, ce truc. Pourquoi ? Parce qu'il y a des gens qui ont, dans le monde maghrébin, enfin, maghrébin, arabe, peut-être même chinois, je ne vais pas le figer que sur eux, du côté africain en tout cas, le pouvoir, la faculté de pouvoir aller dans, on appelle ça la table de chaque vie, de chaque personne. Donc ils arrivent à rentrer dans votre table et savoir qu'est-ce qui va vous arriver, un peu comme les médiums, dans votre destinée. Et par méchanceté, ils ont décidé, dans le but de me faire échouer, tout simplement. Et je sais que l'ange, il m'avait dit, tu vas beaucoup souffrir dans cette histoire, tu vas beaucoup pleurer. Tu n'es pas seule, parce que des compagnons étaient parsemés de par le monde et te cherchent. Malheureusement, ils cherchent un homme. Ils cherchent un homme parce qu'ils croient que normalement, cette personne est un homme, mais a réincarné ton corps, parce que parmi le monde, tu es la personne qui est... que quoi qu'il arrive, tu ne feras pas le choix de prendre la luxure et tu continueras jusqu'au bout. Donc le but, c'est quand même de faire full power love dans le monde et de préparer le chemin de la paix et d'amour de par le monde. Je crois qu'il y a eu assez de désastres. Voilà, donc je pense que Dieu m'a choisi pour cette mission, et elle est vachement difficile. C'est un peu l'image de Jésus réincarné de par ma personne. Et effectivement, l'Antichrist fait tout pour me faire échouer. Et à savoir que l'Antichrist a des petits adeptes qui ont préféré l'argent, la drogue, l'alcool, et font tout pour que j'échoue.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
This is Brother Andrew from Starship Tricky Woo. Got a little song for you. C-K-U-T, take a bite out of me. C-K-U-T, take a bite out of me. When I listen to my radio, I listen to the rock and roll sounds of a CKUT. CKUT, I take a bite out of me. CKUT, I take a bite out of me.
Cinema Politica Concordia is thrilled to invite you to the long-awaited launch of our fall 2022 season. Join us on October 3rd for a special screening of the award-winning film, The Territory, a collaborative and deeply committed film about Indigenous land defenders protecting their traditional territory against encroaching deforestation brought by farmers and illegal settlers. Through dramatic landscapes and Indigenous filmed witness footage, The Territory highlights the global nature of Indigenous struggle for land and climate justice. On October 3rd, 7 p.m., room H110, Concordia's Hall Building, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. Venue is wheelchair accessible, donations kindly encouraged. CinemaPolitica.org or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
This is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
And you've asked me to think about medicine. A sonic collage.
Colour. Stone.
Large green and fine.
Circles.
I'm sitting here, I'm thinking now about the value of green prescribing.
The steep, muddy slope.
Sage. Salvia officinalis.
And I've been holding
skinning surface.
Small ear.
You gave me.
You've asked me to think about medicine. And that's quite hard here.
Firstly, I'm thinking about the word medicine. I think that the way that we seem to think about medicine these days is distinctly different from its origins. Now it's plastic bottles and carefully labelled packets. Specific dosages and brightly coloured pills and liquids. Distinctive smells and tastes and rituals. 2 times a day after meals. Of course, research tells us that even just images of green spaces, woodland areas, flowers, green pastures, even just those photographic images can be helpful for our well-being, a sense of rest, recovery, healing, a de-stressing. But nothing compares, obviously, to the being outside, outdoors, and having that accessibility, that availability of space. In the place where I'm sitting now, I feel great privilege to have been able to travel here, to access this space, to be in company of like-minded people, to have the freedom to be on my own. But to know that just down the meadow and across the stream, there's a bunch of people who are busy undertaking an activity of the body and of cognition and of just being in such a beautiful setting. And so I feel held by their presence. I don't have the same access or freedom in the place where I live, which is interesting. I grew up on a council housing estate, which was all concrete and small grassy patches near concrete play areas that were just really for allowing your dog to go to the toilet on. And so
you've asked me to think about medicine. And in the distance there's a tall stump with its limbs severed, and
it's one
couldn't
thing
take my eyes off it really.
Prescribe outdoor green activities, or to give access to outdoor spaces rather that are of a certain quality. And the quality, by quality I mean has the freedom and the security, the safety. But it's another thing to
a remembrance,
things,
like
the chest of a
to activate talking and listening,
seeing me.
It's a subtle difference, but I think it's really, really important. My presence. It opens everything up. Remembering
my activity.
Closed. Talking and listening is open.
The strength
and
of the oak holding it together.
So, or the presence of
walking back
lovely
along this
old
trail
oak.
That I so came out on.
Touching this branch.
Instead of remembering my way.
And I watched a bee. There's lots of green clover.
That means that I
feels a bit
as a way to activate, energize.
And the direction of the sound of the
generate my courage.
It's like a touch. That comes back
so,
to you
to really give myself time.
All the feelings and the sounds that I want to be making
to
right now are informed by
come back to you.
My walk the, out here.
That essence of
you
are that I got
think
when
sort
I'm
of expelled,
sat here in this
right
landscape.
Word, by my walk
maybe
back.
Something,
something
to do
that
with emptiness.
Affects quite a lot of people.
So, let's see.
Can't recall all these sensations to
one
tell you
thing
them all.
To describe.
Let's bring the inside out. Here we go.
Outdoor da, green activities. But it's another thing to make those outdoor spaces or to give access to outdoor spaces rather that are of a certain quality. And the quality, by quality I mean has the freedom and the security, the safety.
So, first of all, I am in need of a place where the issue is allowed to come out. Just a place where it transitions from the inside and I can project it onto the meadow that's just there across. So that's something that drives it out, a driving out medicine this is.
I'm feeling quite overwhelmed with all the many things in this garden and different possibilities. Decided to focus on leaning. What's leaning? What's leaning on what? Resting. Maybe rest.
This thing, you can nearly lean into it. It has this physical presence that it's leaning towards your arms when you're walking up it, that slope. So it can support you in a way, so you can find comfort in it being
very thin ends of the tree branches resting on the...
A bit tiring to go it up, but also a support that only you can have
granite steps.
From it. And that's a good thing. You can also walk it down.
Twigs and leaves and stones and
backwards or forwards. I don't know if it better works than this medicine.
Little nibs from the tree or resting on the ground. My feet resting on the soft, wet earth. Maybe my breath beginning to rest too.
I'm wondering about slowness, because when I go out, the place just feels so alive, and I feel fast and slow at the same time. And so then I'm thinking, how does the world feel?
Angels. Carefully labeled
fennel,
funiculum
vulgare,
tackets,
feathery,
the issue
a bit like lungs.
It's just a place
sort of
where
dosages
you've asked me to
not
slow
down. Like coloured pills and liquids.
And I can project it as well.
It smells like aniseed.
Just there across.
Distinctive
so
smell.
That's quite hard here.
Tastes and
something that drives like out. A driving out medicine.
Two times a day after meals.
I've been standing on
a sort of dark red, black colour.
Stone
large green and fine
circles.
I'm sitting here, I'm thinking now about the vine green prescribing.
The steep, muddy,
even sage. It's a birthmark of green on it.
I had.
It's actually rounded.
Now may be a good time to mention that I'm synesthetic. Gosh, these leaves are huge, like huge. makes me feel like often I wish that I could come up with a new color. I get a little, I feel like color is limited. Now I'm feeling like sound is really limited. It's probably me that's limited.
But I just wish that I could sit in one.
Quite soft to the touch, Belle.
And I really you've asked me to think about medicine. I've been standing on a stone pathway that circles. And it's uneven. And I've been holding the paper bag that you gave me with the bell in it. And I realized that I had sort of a tree in my hands. That I had
its edges rounded.
Sort of a tree in my hands.
Surface, almost in little clusters.
In ourselves, in our bodies.
I ripped the spine to release
the
smell.
In the distance, there's a tall,
feel comfortable enough.
Stump.
Close our eyes.
Stumpy.
In order to open our ears.
Turn it over.
While it's still a tree.
That one comes first. It's usually in late May.
Pushing it out like water. Too much water in your
toes. Hogweed, taller, more robust.
I don't know if I find it comforting or
contemplate.
Course
research tells us that even just images would learn areas, flowers,
sculpture,
And that was tree bark. Different kinds of trees. It was kind of every other. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't explain. These wood pigeons are unfamiliar to me, and they remind me of, like, we have mourning doves. They sound just like the mourning doves, but like heavy smoking mourning doves. I don't know if I find them comforting or a little like haunting.
I rip the spine to release
the smell. In the distance, there's a tall,
feel comfortable enough.
Stump.
Close our eyes.
Stumpy.
In order to open our ears.
Turn it over.
While it's still a tree.
It's much more of a pink colour. The contrast to the other side.
I take my eyes off it, really.
Like points.
Vein-like game, like the fennel.
And it points. Walking with everything. Move,
wind is to play with our vision, to look closely, intently,
to let it come forward at the same time.
Catmints,
that is second year to us,
leaning to allow our
bushy,
eyes to rest,
long stalk, allows you to small green
leaves, so mid range,
sparkle flowers, protruding from the main stem.
Staircase like Jacob's ladder. Angels going up one side. Angels coming back down the other.
You've asked me to think about medicine.
I've immediately started to feel frustrated that I can't capture all the sounds I want to capture. I can't make them sound like it sounds to me. I can't bring them together in any meaningful way. Like, I'm already frustrated by that. Like, I can't make the medicine work. Or like them rather than the medicine. The medicine works when I'm by myself, but when I try to share with other people,
this is the second... I'm going down again. This is a different way of driving out the ill, letting it come forward with every step. You're pushing it out like water. Too much water in your toes, you're pushing it out. So this... I think it is a nut tree, a walnut tree of sorts. Or cherry... It's sculpture, it's three dimensionality, it's very complex, it's got lots of branches. I think it is like a holding place that that allows to accept the complexity.
I am in
of
need
what's
of a
at
place
stake.
Where
all the branches
the
interconnectedness
to come out,
just together
a place
at the trunk of the tree.
It's
so complex you can't
from the
understand
inside.
It all because it's connected to other
and
trees
I can
as well.
It
at the top,
onto the meadow
around
that's
the foliage.
Just there across.
So that's it's a holding place or a place to behold your issue and hold it comfortably.
I'm sitting next to a tree. It's an old oak tree. At the base of its trunk, is moss. I really enjoy to stroke the mossy chest of an oak. This one is wet and gooey, drips down from the early morning shower that we had. It feels lovely to touch. The strength of the oak holding it together. Lovely old oak.
The need in all of us to find a patch of ground where we can rest and find comfort in ourselves, in our bodies, where we can feel comfortable enough to close our eyes in order to open our ears and our nostrils to the different sounds and smells.
The sound of sunlight.
Or comfortable enough to play with our vision, to look closely, intently at something, that is near to us, or to allow our eyes to rest in that kind of mid-range spot where we're just allowing whatever's there to come into vision.
There's a kind of
that resting can allow our eyes to really.
I've got this.
To sort of fall back.
Condition.
Into the head and just.
People want to call it neurodivergency. It's a thing in your brain.
To find some gentleness.
Where your brain isn't like other people's.
Which is so needed in a world where we're so.
And I don't understand time like other people.
Intent on throwing our vision out. Seeing
or
as far
attentiveness.
As we can, seeing into screens, seeing the clarity in the screen.
Sounds even.
Because it sounds like an umbrella,
in that imagining,
which is what they look like.
Projecting ourselves
tiny
to
clusters,
that point,
of tiny,
kind of
lovely,
time travel.
Lacy white flowers protruding from the main
or
stem.
Or teleportation, not time travel. Teleportation.
Each stem has its
being
own little cluster
place,
of flowers, its own little
being
world.
Being able to so closely see another so far
world,
away.
But it's one of my
favourites. I'm so captivated by sounds. People think it's distraction, but it's not. Captivated by it. And I found out there's something in my mind that makes this happen. And they said, do you want to take medicine for it?
She is very close and still is, and Leah will go and stay.
My brain does so many things.
These sort of last stages of doing her husband. To be right. Anyway, so yeah, so Julia stayed in close contact with Leah.
I wonder who Julia is.
New wonders. This place that loses your lostness.
He said, do you want to take medicine for it?
This place that.
And I said, no.
Loses your lost.
And he said, do you want to take medicine for it? And I said, no, because why should I pay for medicine to make my brain more like your brain? When my brain does so many things.
You've been listening to And You've Asked Me to Think About Medicine, a sonic collage created by me, Sarah Scaife. Original sounds were recorded live in the gardens of Dartington Hall, Devon, UK, during a workshop I ran at the Sentient Performativities 2022 Symposium. May I warmly thank workshop participants who so generously shared their recording and trusted me to create this collage. The participants are Eleanor Snare, Gemma Collard Stokes, Jane Mason, Katrina Brown, Rita Leduc, Sabina Kousmoel, Sam Francis, and Scott Thurston. This workshop was proposed in partnership with Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM. Participants are performance practitioners and scholars attending or volunteering at the symposium. I am a doctoral research student using practice-based research methods to explore ideas around medicines of uncertainty. The research is supervised at the University of Exeter and the University of Bristol in the UK and supported by the South West and Wales Doctoral Training Partnership. Background music was digitally devised by me, Sarah Scaife, remixing Elementary, which is a short solo piano tune by Scott Buckley. Elementary is a free-to-use track from the Scott Buckley Creative Commons Music Library.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
Aujourd'hui, c'est jour d'élection générale au Québec. Pour savoir où voter et pour connaître la liste des candidats qui se présentent dans votre circonscription, consultez la carte de rappel jaune que vous avez reçue par la poste ou visitez notre site web. Pour voter, vous devrez présenter une pièce d'identité. Les bureaux de vote sont ouverts de 9h30 à 20h. Pour plus d'informations, consultez le www.élections.québec ou communiquez avec nous au 1-888-ÉLECTION. Aujourd'hui, on inverse la tendance. Tout le monde vote. Un message d'Élections Québec.
The words mental illness, what do you think?
I have friends who don't even know that I suffer from depression.
Why don't they know?
Because I'm scared they'll ostracize me if they know and then they'll abandon me. I don't want to be alone.
You're discriminated against when you have a mental illness. With other illnesses, there's compassion.
It doesn't take much to be diagnosed mentally ill.
Due to an outburst, I was diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. And now the doctors say it's something else.
20% of people and counting have had or will have a depression.
People throw different labels around. You are this or you are that.
Everybody psychoanalyzes someone during a conversation.
You have a right to express emotions.
Anger, love, hate, sadness, confusion. It does not mean you're ill.
If you're down and out, seek help. Don't be scared. It can be very intimidating.
There are people listening and willing to help.
We have to innovate.
Get informed. Contact your local CLSC, Sun Youth, Amy Quebec, Ford House, or Prevention Suicide.
Music Parallel is proud to present Rebetica by Andy Moore from The X with Yanis Kyriakides. Also featured, the Bozzini Quartet with Andy Moore performing Yanis Kyriakides' cassettes. It's all happening live in downtown Montreal at the Espace Orange in the Edifice Wilder at Blurry and St. Catharines. Show happens on October 16th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available on the Espace Orange website. A CKUT co-presentation.
Hello, check it out. Canada, this is the doctor.
Yo, this is Slim Kid.
This is Fat Lip.
This is Imani. This is the Far Side. That's who we are. Yo, check it out. We're just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Imani, what station are we on? CKUT
90.3
FM. Cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what it is.
What it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the city of Montreal and worldwide. If you're tuned in online, this is CKUT 90.3. We are THT Entertainment. My name is Jason Alexander. I'm here with my two brothers.
Colin Hassel.
Oh, it's just Colin Hassel now?
I don't know.
You did the switch? Yeah. Hey, yo, it's your boy Rossi Ross. You already know. I used to go by the name DJ Ross.